Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. As always, we're so thrilled that you take a few minutes of your day to hang out with us. Our hope is that these few minutes would offer encouragement for the rest of your day. And if you haven't done it yet, I want to invite you to click the subscribe button to these podcasts within your app. That way, they'll be delivered every single evening throughout the week, and you'll have fresh content to start your day. Well, today on the podcast, I want to acknowledge something that you already know, and that's everything's changing around us. I mean, literally, things are changing so fast around us. Day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, things are changing. There's new orders, there's new plans out there, there's new recommendations, there's new stats. I mean, things are changing all around us. In the middle of this change, there's a lot of loss and there's a lot of uncertainty. I've talked to so many people that have been impacted by this already, people that have been laid off, people that have sick family members, people that are trying to figure out what's this going to look like. And now with school shut down through the end of the school year, what does this mean? There's just a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of chaos around it. Well, today I want to read to you an encounter with Jesus that honestly has stuck with me for a number of years. It comes from Matthew chapter 9. Jesus has been traveling, he's been preaching and teaching, and it says in chapter 9, verse 35, it says that as he traveled through all the towns and the villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom, he healed every kind of disease and every illness. So in that one verse, Jesus has been busy. Then it says in verse 36, and when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And I think if we'd be honest, that sort of describes the day and age that we're living in right now, that there's just a lot of uncertainty. There's just a lot of scrambling. But he goes on to say in verse 37, he said to his disciples, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who's in charge of the harvest and ask him to send more workers into his fields. I love this because it reminds us of a few things. And so if you feel like this, if you felt like a sheep without a shepherd, if you felt like you're just sort of wandering around trying to figure out what's going on and is God still here, let me remind you of three simple truths today. Number one is that he sees you. He absolutely sees you. I love the phrase in this chapter where it says, and he saw the crowd. I think honestly, it would have been easier for Jesus just to keep moving. It would have been easier for Jesus just to keep going about his own personal business, and yet he paused and he saw the people. I think one of the things that this pandemic has taught us is that we often take gatherings of people for granted. I mean, now that we've got social distancing in place, what we've found is that we're hungry for people. But before this, when you're around a lot of people, a lot of the times we take it for granted, but not so with Jesus. Jesus wasn't too busy for the people around him. Jesus didn't just see a crowd. He didn't just see a glob of people. People were never the problem. They were part of his purpose. And so for Jesus, even in the midst of a crowd, even with thousands of people around him, he still saw them. And that's good news for us, that Jesus sees you, that he's not too busy. He's not too far off. He's not too concerned about something else around the world. He sees you. You are seen. The second simple reminder is that he cares for you. He really does. He cares for you. It says in verse 36 that when he saw those crowds, here's the phrase, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. In other words, he didn't just say, well, look at those people wandering around. I hope they figure it out. Now, that phrase that says he had compassion is this Greek word that literally means he felt it in his gut. That when he saw them, something turned inside of him. Something, he realized something's broken here. Something's not right. And he felt it in the insides of him. And so this reminds us that not only does he see you, but when he sees you wandering and he sees you helpless, he cares about you. He does. He cares about those details of your life. He cares about your hopes and dreams and your frustrations in this moment. You are seen. You are cared about. And then here's the third truth. He wants you to be well. He wants you to be whole. He wants you to be healthy. He wants that for you. He wants that for your family. He wants that for your marriage. He wants that for our community. He wants us to be well. It says in verse 37, he turns to his disciples and he says, "The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into the field." And man, that's what we've been seeing over these last several weeks. We have been seeing people just like you step up and to say, there's a great need out there. There's not enough government help. There's not enough nonprofit help out there. I want to be part of the solution. And what I love is in one more chapter, in Matthew chapter 10, after Jesus says, pray that God's going to send out more people, he sends them out and says, go and be part of this. And so I want to encourage you today. And I don't know what your current emotional state is, but you are seen by God, you are cared for, and he wants you to be well. And maybe part of being well is not to focus just on what's missing in your life, but to look for ways to serve, ways to love somebody, ways to reach out to the people around you. There's a couple of tips I would give you today. One is if you're in the Sugar Hill area, I want to encourage you as you go shopping, pick up some extra groceries. We are, through the church, able to help hundreds of families every week. And the only way we can keep doing that for an extended amount of time is that if you'll jump on that and you'll help do some shopping, some basic needs. What are the things that a family would need that are non-perishable and pick those up? A second thing is even now, text somebody. Text somebody that may be alone. Maybe somebody that is facing some struggle and say, I am here for you. How are you doing? And then ask the follow-up question, how are you doing really? The third thing is to make sure you're taking care of yourself. And that's one of the reasons why we love being able to do this podcast is what we found is especially in crisis, and especially in moments like this, that it's so important that we anchor our day and spend time with our Heavenly Father. And so I just want to encourage you today, you are seen. You are cared for, and God himself wants you to be well. Have a great day. We can't wait to celebrate Easter with you in just a few days.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.